Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are relaxed. Then let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reach the top. And the line is coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base. Then the line is still going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. By observing this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So we start sensing something around our body. Space. Space in front of you, back, side to side, above and underneath. And in this space, start listening to the sound. You can call it as noise or music. Let's listen to anything. Listen. Don't judge any noise, any sound. Just receive as it is. There is no bad noise or good noise. If some thoughts come up in your mind, don't fight against them. Observe the thoughts. Like, I don't like this noise. This noise irritates me. If you think like that, observe that thought and continue to listen to the sound. If you really, really listen to any kind of noise or sound, will bring you to the beyond noise or sound, and you can reach the silence. Listen to the noise or sound in order to reach silence. All of us go to the silence today. When we reach the silence, we will find that it is a place we can hear the God's voice. And we can be healed. Ask yourself if you have the motivation enough to reach the silence. If the motivation is not strong enough, there is no way to reach the silence. And if your motivation is full, you will reach there, no doubt, no failure. So ask yourself if you have motivation enough to hear God's voice. And if your motivation is not enough, meaning your mind is searching something else too, don't worry, you can ask. You can ask for help. I wanna strengthen my motivation for silence, God's voice, and peace, and the healed state. So please help me. I want to go through this sound and want to reach the silence, God's voice. Please help me. While you are trying to listen to the sound, you might be able to listen to your so many voices, voice in your mind, so many thoughts, feelings. You might be able to listen to them. Yes, each thought, each feeling has its own sound and noise and frequency. All the noise you can listen to with your ears, they are mirrors of our mind. Mind's noise, or mind's sound, or mind's music. Listen. Don't think you will open your physical eyes again and look at things. Don't think about the sight. Just listen. And if you notice that your mind is wandering, you can ask. Whenever you notice that your mind is scattered, you can ask. Ask for your motivation, willingness. I like to listen. I like to reach the silence, God's voice. Please help me to strengthen my motivation for it. As you know, if your mind is scattered, you can't go anywhere. So keep the purpose and the goal. What kind of motivation you like to strengthen? Please help me to increase my willingness to reach the peace. Reaching the silence, approaching the silence, or asking. And if you are ready, now it's a time to listen to God. Listen to the silence. Listen to the silence in your mind. Listen to the silence of the spirit. Listen to your true voice in the silence. What does the voice say? You receive it, or you ask for it, or you can say thank you. Thank you, God. The silence is here. Your peace is here. I'm in your peace. I'm in the absolute silence, and thank you for the voice. Thank you for the voice of joy. Thank you for the voice of eternity. Thank you for the voice of communion. Thank you for the voice of safety. Any conditions, situations can't bother our safety, our peace, nor our joy, nor freedom, nor love. When you go through any kind of sound and reach a silence, you are far from any kind of conditions, any kind of circumstances, any kind of situations. They are far away from you. They can't reach you. Because you are here in God. You are not healed in another world, but that another world is far away from you now. You were hot, you had a pain, you were suffering from anything in that world, but that world is far away from you. You left that world. Yes, you will start over perceiving the world, but a very different way. You perceive the world so happily. Because you already listened to the voice of God. So listen, few more minutes, listen. So do you understand? The voice of God doesn't come through your physical ears. Your physical ears just listen to nothing because you are in the silence. So the voice comes through all five senses and sixth sense and beyond. So open your mind and listen. Listen to it through your skin. Through your any kind of feelings and sensations. Through any kind of vision. Listen, you can go through any kind of sound immediately now. You can find the silence through any kind of noise, sound, your thought, idea, any judgment. And now, let's ask for help in order to keep the motivation and willingness to stay here or come back here all the time, anytime. and increase the willingness for certainty. Certainty for peace, safety, and joy. Certainty for communion. Course in Miracles is teaching us this is our fundamental change. And unless we are experiencing this fundamental change, we can't go anywhere, we can't change anything, we can't be healed. So the pray or ask for help and say thank you. We are always here. God's voice speaks to us all the time. God's voice speaks to you all the time. God's voice speaks to you how you are wonderful, how you are taken care of, how you are lovely, lovable, and that your life is eternal. So from the Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 49, God's voice speaks to me throughout the day, always, always, always. So stay here in silence and peace. Slowly put your head down and softly, gently come out of meditation, please. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And if you have a time, please stay here and receive healing. Thank you.